upon us. We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Bookworld are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet, and spin to win essential school supplies. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Bookworld has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Bookworld store countrywide. Bookworld, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your story matters.
Minasoko Medical Center conducting 8 brain surgeries monthly. 17-year-old juvenile drowns in Lundazi River following heavy rains. In global news, year starts with despair in Gaza as Israel's ban on aid groups kicks in. Good afternoon and welcome to the Phoenix FM main news at 13 hours. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga. Minasoko Medical Center says it is now conducting about 8 brain surgeries every month, showcasing its increased capacity in specialist care. Hospital Commandant Brigadier General Dr. Levi Muchemwa gave the update when Zambia Army Commander Lieutenant General Geoffrey Ziele visited the hospital to give hampers to New Year-born babies and other patients at the health facility. Dr. Muchemwa disclosed that in 2025, the hospital carried out over 700 surgical procedures and currently has 64 patients, with numbers almost evenly shared between service members and civilians. He highlighted that despite manpower challenges, the hospital continues to operate normally, with an establishment review underway to strengthen staffing and improve service delivery in 2026.
During the year 2025, which has just ended, the hospital conducted 1,708 surgeries, and on average, the hospital does 2 brain surgeries in a week. So on average, in a month, we do about 8 brain surgeries. Most of these surgeries that are done, these are surgeries that we initially, where we are sending patients outside. So the Army Commander, sir, manpower remains a challenge, but we're grateful, sir, with your effort. We've seen a number of medical personnel that have been posted to the hospital.
And Lieutenant General Ziele has assured that the military-run medical health center will continue to offer quality health medical care and services.
Minasoko is now being graduated from level 3 to level 4. But is it on paper or is it by practice? If it is by practice, what procedures can you carry out? Brain surgery. Correct. What else? So, today we are coming to give hampers to the babies that have joined us in this life, whose life begins the 1st January.
Meanwhile, Kita District has recorded a total of 11 New Year babies, comprising 6 girls and 5 boys, speaking when she presented baby hampers to 6 health facilities across the district this morning. Kitwe Mayor Mpasamwaya, represented by her deputy, Alex Mwango, has expressed satisfaction with the number of babies born and wished them good health and a bright future.
As per tradition, Kita City Council always welcomes its latest residents on special days such as this one, Christmas Day and New Year's Day. Today I had the honor and the privilege to represent Her Worship the Mayor as we went around our clinics in the district, welcoming our 6 beautiful princesses and our 5 boys who are the latest residents in Kitwe. I must say we're delighted. We're doing better than Livingstone. Our men are doing a good job. Our population is increasing, which is a good thing.
A 17-year-old male juvenile identified as Patrick Banda has drowned in Lundazi River in Lumeza District following heavy rains in the area. Eastern Province Police Commissioner Robertson Mwemba has confirmed the incident, which occurred on December 30th, 2025, around 18 hours, when the now deceased and his two relatives went to fetch honey in the bush across the river. Mr. Mwemba says the three had crossed the river earlier around 07:30 hours when the water was at knee level, but that on their return, the water level had risen significantly due to heavy downfall. He explained that as they attempted to cross back, the victim's two relatives hesitated due to the strong current, but he decided to proceed. Mr. Mwemba says, unfortunately, the now deceased was swept away by the fast-moving water and efforts to search for his body were futile due to the high water level. He has said in a statement that the body has not been recovered and the search continues. Patriotic Front presidential aspirant Makhebe Zulu has condemned government's decision to summon Lusaka Archbishop Alec Banda for anti-money laundering investigations, calling it an unwarranted and deliberate attempt to intimidate a respected religious leader. Mr. Zulu says the Catholic Church has long stood as a moral compass for the country, guiding society through principles of integrity, justice, and compassion. He says Archbishop Banda has been a courageous voice for accountability, fearlessly highlighting corruption, injustice, and poor governance, and says targeting the clergyman is an attack on the moral ideals and democratic values he embodies. Mr. Zulu has noted that the incident is another example of selective justice, where ministers and ruling party officials facing allegations are shielded, while a man of faith is publicly maligned. In a statement, Mr. Zulu has warned that manipulating state institutions to settle political scores is a reckless path that breeds instability and fuels public distrust. The Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, has summoned Lusaka Archbishop Alec Banda for questioning on Monday, January 5th, 2026, before its Anti-Money Laundering Investigations Unit. Stakeholders in the transport sector have commended government for reviewing toll fees at the Michael Chilufya-Sata Toll Plaza, signing the Local Content Statutory Instrument No. 68 of 2025, and approving bulk procurement of petroleum products. Speaking on behalf of the Petroleum Transporters Association of Zambia, Oil Transporters Association of Zambia and Copperbelt Open Truckers Association representative Benson Temple said the transporters appreciate government's willingness to engage and respond to concerns. Mr. Temple says the downward review of toll fees at Michael Chilufya-Sata Toll Plaza from 1,200 to 600 shows government's commitment to listening to citizens, further stating that the modest adjustment of toll fees on other routes from 250 kwacha to 300 kwacha is manageable for operators. He notes that reducing the cost of doing business will stimulate growth and create employment opportunities, particularly for young people. He has, however, appealed to government to fully implement the Local Content Statutory Instrument No. 68 of 2025, guaranteeing 100% transport business for local Zambian transporters from mines. And the associations also welcomed government's approval of bulk procurement of petroleum products, saying it will guarantee security of supply, reduce fuel costs, and revive strategic Tazama storage depots. In more news, the Keeping Girls in School and Beyond initiative has awarded 395 full scholarships to sponsored students for the 2025-2026 academic year, valued at about 13 million kwacha. Keeping Girls in School communication specialist Mumbuna Kufekisa says the scholarships will support beneficiaries studying at 86 public and grant-aided tertiary institutions across the country. Mr. Kufekisa says the awards were approved during the 5th and 16th meetings of the Keeping Girls in School Tertiary Education Support Committee, acting on behalf of the Ministry of Education. He adds that most of the scholarships have gone to students pursuing science-related programs, with arts-based programs also benefiting, and that the majority of the beneficiaries are from rural areas, while a smaller number are from urban communities. Mr. Kufekisa adds that the scholarships cover certificate, diploma, and degree programs.
More than 128,000 girls have so far benefited from the KGS initiative since inception of the Zero Project, which started in 2016, and out of which over 30,000 girls have successfully completed grade 12, but lack dedicated financial support to enable them transition to tertiary level education. It is against this background that the government, through the Minister of Education, provided funding that started in 2022 to establish a scholarship program to support KGS girls to enable them access tertiary education.
We take a break, we'll return shortly.
You're listening to Phoenix FM. Taking flight.